Another failed lawsuit means Wisconsin's political maps are here to stay, at least for the fall election. It's Wednesday, April 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, there are now two candidates running for next year's state Supreme Court seat after another liberal judge got into the race. And tick activity is up across the state, which has health professionals bracing for another bad year of Lyme disease. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio brings the state together. With reports from our eight bureaus around the state, WPR is your connection to the pulse of Wisconsin. We are your source for in-depth news from Wisconsin, the U.S., and the world.
Another judicial panel has rejected an attempt to overturn Wisconsin's congressional map. Sean Johnson has the details.
The case filed by the liberal firm Law Forward argued that the map is an uncompetitive gerrymander designed to entrench incumbents at the expense of voters. But a three-judge panel ruled that the state Supreme Court had already decided that such lawsuits are not allowed. Judges referenced a decision the Supreme Court made 4 years ago when it was under a conservative majority. Law Forward attorney Doug Poland thinks the panel mischaracterized his client's lawsuit, and he plans to appeal. If the ruling is left to stand, he says it would send a bad message.
The signal would essentially be to the legislature, go ahead and do whatever you want. Gerrymander as badly as you want.
A separate judicial panel rejected another congressional redistricting lawsuit roughly a month ago. Republicans currently hold a 6-2 edge under Wisconsin's congressional map. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A second liberal judge has entered Wisconsin's 2027 Supreme Court race. Milwaukee State Appeals Court Judge Pedro Colon says his years of experience on the bench and in the legislature set him apart. Colon was appointed to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals 3 years ago by Governor Tony Evers. He was also appointed Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge in 2010 by former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Before his time on the bench, Colon served for 10 years as a Democratic state legislator. He says Wisconsin's Supreme Court will be tested over the next decade, including by President Donald Trump's administration. Colon says his time spent on the bench and in the legislature has prepared him.
And my view is that this is the time to make sure that in Wisconsin we keep our wheels on our democracy so that we can live in relative peace with the preservation of the constitutional rights that we have.
Colon will face liberal Clark County Judge Lindsay Burnett, who entered the race earlier this month. No conservative candidate has entered the race so far. Some state leaders are calling for more regulation on data centers, while others argue the industry is driving economic growth. As Joe Schultz reports, that's in response to new figures on Wisconsin's tax incentives for those projects.
The latest estimate from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau shows Wisconsin's sales and use tax exemption for data centers could cost more than $2 billion in foregone tax revenue. Democratic State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin requested the estimate. She told WPR's Wisconsin Today that the findings highlight the state's lack of regulation on data centers.
Other than the sales and use tax exemption, we have no laws and no regulations on the books.
Dale Coingo with the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce also spoke with Wisconsin Today.
If we did not have this incentive like 38 other states, we simply would not have the work.
One national nonprofit tracking subsidies recommended pausing the data center tax exemption to craft additional regulations. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Trump administration wants the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction to return more than $20 million in federal COVID-19 relief funding. That money was provided to private schools during the pandemic. A September 2025 audit found Wisconsin improperly approved funds for 184 schools. The audit says Wisconsin did not verify certain information, including schools' accreditation and nonprofit status. The audit found one school, Carter's Christian Academy in Milwaukee, received nearly $840,000, but it says the school was ineligible because it received another federal loan that year for more than $200,000. DPI spokesperson Chris Bucher says the previous federal administration approved the loans, and he says the money was given to students with the greatest need. Bucher says the money given to Carter's Christian Academy was fully recouped. Some Wisconsin health professionals are bracing for a bad year for Lyme disease. As Danielle Kading reports, tick activity is already higher this year than at the same time last year.
For this time of year, much of the nation has been seeing the highest weekly rates of emergency room visits for tick bites since 2017. That's according to federal data. Wisconsin has seen almost double the rate of ER visits for tick bites compared to last year. UW Health pediatric infectious disease Dr. Greg D. Murray says spring is the most dangerous season for tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease.
I think it's going to be a big year for Lyme. We're bracing ourselves, really, because of the weather.
Warmer and wetter weather can increase the risk of illness from ticks that thrive in warm, humid conditions. Climate change is extending tick activity as the state sees warmer winters. Wisconsin set a record with almost 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, and cases have quadrupled over the past 20 years. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a story about the Wisconsin native who was known as the fastest girl drummer in the world. Stay with us.
We welcome your gift of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. When you give, you can ask for the WPR Floaty Keychain. It's bright, useful, and great for every day or time on the water.
It's a little orange keychain with I Heart WPR written on the front.
It's great to have a floaty keychain and show my support for Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time.
Show your love for WPR. Donate any amount and ask for your floaty keychain at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Sarah Hopeful with a story about a historical Wisconsin musician.
Drummer Viola Smith was a musical trailblazer and innovator. Known as the fastest girl drummer in the world, her career lasted almost 100 years. Author Dean Robbins took a trip to her hometown in Fond du Lac County to tell us more about this legend.
Mount Calvary has only a few hundred residents, but it produced a drummer of national significance. She was born in 1912, and if you stop modern-day residents on the main drag, they still know her name.
Viola Smith.
Viola Smith's father owned a ballroom in Mount Calvary, and townsfolk showed me where it once stood on Fond du Lac Street. Mr. Smith enlisted his older daughters for the jazzy Smith Sisters Orchestra, featuring trumpet, trombone, and saxophone. By the time Viola was ready to join the family band at age 13, she told the Women in Rock Oral History Project that it still lacked a key instrument.
And he had these eight girls all play piano, and then he'd put them on different instruments. And I was so lucky to be the sixth one. As a sixth one, I was a drummer.
Young Viola tried smacking the snare and socking the cymbals, and she fell in love with the drums. The Smith sisters went on the road in the 1920s as a rare all-female band at Wisconsin fairs and vaudeville theaters. Viola studied other drummers on the circuit and developed her own flashy way of playing. One by one, Viola's sisters left music for other pursuits, but she yearned to keep playing, even though female instrumentalists were not welcome in most male orchestras. So in 1939, Smith formed her own women's jazz band called the Coquettes to showcase her razzle-dazzle style. She placed her 12-piece kit on a tall platform with a giant tom-tom by each shoulder. This innovation wowed the crowds when Smith rapped out rhythms at blazing speed. To end the numbers with a flourish, she bounced her sticks off a drum head and caught them in midair. Smith's fame spread as a technical marvel, earning her the nickname, the fastest girl drummer in the world. In 1940, Billboard magazine splashed her on its cover. She remembers that time with the Women in Rock Oral History Project.
That I was doing something that nobody else was doing. And that's what helped me a lot, I'm sure.
In 1942, men were leaving jazz bands to fight in World War II, and Smith saw a chance to boost women instrumentalists. She wrote an influential article for Downbeat magazine called "Give Girl Musicians a Break." It urged bandleaders to hire these overlooked players.
Oh, the girl musicians were so happy about this because I mentioned so many girl names, all the girls I knew, good musicians.
Smith later toured as a solo act with a spectacular 17-piece drum kit. She even studied classical music at Juilliard and joined the National Symphony Orchestra as a timpanist. In 2000, Lincoln Center for the Arts honored her as a jazz legend. Smith continued to smack her snare and sock her cymbals past the age of 100, defying our conventional view of older women. She died in 2020 at the age of 107, a hero to generations of female instrumentalists who followed her into the music business. It's no wonder people still know Viola Smith's name in Mount Calvary. Who could forget the fastest girl drummer in the world?
It was all fun, but drumming is fun.
Author Dean Robbins of Madison brought us that story on Viola Smith. He's written a children's picture book about the musician, the fastest drummer. Clap your hands for Viola Smith. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Sarah Hopeful.
And of course, we'll end the show with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy and windy across Wisconsin today, with highs only getting into the 50s. Also likely that we could see a little bit of light rain from time to time. Wind speeds will start to calm down overnight as the temperature drops into the 30s. We could see a little bit of light drizzle, especially in the south. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Glad you're here, and thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Evan Casey. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.